Mr. Stenbridge.
House Bill 2152 combines restricted energy electrician's license and endorsements in Class B restricted energy electrician's license. The amendments that you have before you delete from the definition several categories of work, and they leave the categories that you have listed in the amendment. So in the SMS, I tried to list what was deleted in the amendment. You have listed what is included. And again, this is in the definition part of the bill.
Thank you. Now we have the authors of the Dash B8s come up. Joe Landry.
You've got a panel.
And who are the other gentlemen who are up here?
Chair, members of the committee, my name is Joe Landry, representing the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers and the National Electrical Contractors Association. These Dash B8 amendments are necessary. This conference committee was called to resolve some potential conflicts in Section 4, Sub 2, A through L. The Oregon Cable Communications Association and several competitive telecommunication groups. We're concerned that the language under the bill could potentially diminish the exemptions that are in ORS 479-540. So the intention of this bill is only to consolidate the limited energy licenses, and it's not intended to diminish nor expand the exemptions that are currently under law. So in order to ensure the original intent of this bill, we introduced the Dash B8 amendments. These amendments take out all the language under the sub 2 there in Section 4, and we replace it with the endorsements that are currently under the law. So right now there are 8 endorsements that deal with limited energy, HVAC endorsement, a medical endorsement, and so on. The new language will let us know which endorsements fit under the Class E license and which endorsements fit under the Class A license. The Class A license will take in all the fire life safety endorsements, and the Class B license will take in all other limited energy work. We feel that this amendment should resolve any of the conflicts raised by those groups. It shouldn't expand nor diminish any of the exemptions that are currently under ORS 479-540, and we urge adoption of the Dash B8 amendments.
Thank you. Questions? Sean, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, members of the conference committee, Sean Miller, I represent the Independent Electrical Contractors. We, too, are supportive of the B8 amendments to resolve these conflicts. That the language that was put into the bill did create some confusion, I understand, with the cable folks when we added the word broadband, even though we do believe they were exempted still from the license. We didn't want to create any confusion, and therefore, going back to the existing language, we believe clarifies that. And the original intent of the bill, which was, as it's gone through both the House and Senate unanimously, was to consolidate licenses from 11 to 2 and make it a lot easier on the construction industry and the local governments to regulate this license function. We would urge the committee to adopt this, and we feel that we'll have a good product.
Thank you. Questions? Joe?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Joe Brewer. I'm the administrator of the Building Codes Division. In the consideration of time, those who testified before me have summarized the bill very effectively. Department's on board with this, and we urge the committee's support for Dash 8 amendments.
Joe, you're the one who administers this. I'd like to make it very clear that the intent of this bill is not to bring anyone new under licensing or let anyone out who is currently licensed. Is that the way you plan on administering it?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Beyer, this bill with the amendments does nothing to change the current exemptions in statute. Specifically, this from the work from the switch to the building is not brought in by this exemption, and we intend to administer it in that fashion.
Any other questions? Thank you. Are there others who wish to testify, put something on the record before we move ahead on the amendments? Three amigos.
Pardon?
The three amigos.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is John Powell, representing AT&T, which includes AT&T Broadband, and we appreciate the clarification amendments and the clarification the department put on the record that this would not take away any exemption as the law is currently being administered, and we appreciate very much that clarification.
Mr. Chair, Paul Romaine, attorney in Portland representing the MCI WorldCom. We too appreciate the clarification. We know there is a letter that was written by Gary Wilson, who's the Chief Electrical Inspector, Building Codes Division, we'd like to somehow put on the record. I understand that there are copies of it, basically.
You give that to our committee staff. We'll make sure that that gets entered into the record.
Basically, what they're saying is the exemption, the current exemption, the law applies to all people who, people and companies installing this particular type of equipment or telecommunication systems. It's a current exemption. Our concern was basically if we go to the local exchange carrier's office or switch where we have to connect connect to the building, now that you're bringing in competition, which isn't here yet, but we're trying to get there into the telephone business. We want to make sure that when we knock on the door, somebody doesn't say, where's your electrical, where's your license? We understand from the testimony earlier, and I'd like to clarify it again, that we do not need a license to do this particular kind of work, these systems from the switch all the way through into the building. And I think, Mark, were you going to come up and state something like that for the record? Great. Okay. All right. Then we're fine with the statement on the record that we do not need any kind of license to get in to work on the switch and bring it through to the building. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, for the record, Mike Dewey, representing the Oregon Cable Telecommunications Association. I apologize for coming to the party late. In rereading 2152 a number of times, it finally hit me that there was the potential for broadening the licenses. You have a chapter on electrical licensing that's pretty arcane. A lot of things have changed in terms of technology, and you get into the nomenclature of particularly telecommunications, which is somewhat confusing. So we thought it was very important to ask the two chairs of the committee to convene a conference committee to make sure that we had on the record the exemptions and the policy that was stated by the various parties. I don't think this is an issue that's going to go away. We just hope in the interim we don't see somebody coming or knocking on the door and saying now you need a license, and I would tell you that that would increase the cost of services significantly and also delay services. So we think it's in the best interest of the public to keep the status quo, and we thank you for convening the conference committee.
Questions? Thank you very much.
We're
in a work session.
I think we're in work session, Representative Leonard. Sure, I move the B-8 amendments to House Bill 2152.
Representative Leonard has moved the B-B-8 amendments to House Bill 2152. Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, it's ordered.
Mr. Chair, I'd move adoption of House Bill 2152 as amendments, and I recommend it be sent to both boards and do pass recommendation.
Representative Leonard has moved that House Bill 2152 as amended, be sent to both floors of the House with a due pass, both houses with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing no objections, ordered. And we will adjourn the committee. And if you will hang around, I think we'll have some stuff for you to sign. Or
want carriers.
Some of you have already signed carriers. Yeah. During the House side. Thank you.
I think we need to...